Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us this evening. We've got Fireball Ministry frontman Jim Rhoda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. We're here to talk about the new album, Remember the Story, Fireball Ministry's 5th album. And it's been a few years since the last Fireball Ministry album. What was the actual creative and recording timeline like for this new record?
Well, we're just really lazy and old, so it takes longer. We got approached by a couple labels to do a record because, you know, honestly, we'd been playing the Motorboat cruises and doing some things here and there, but, you know, we were just kind of like having a good time and enjoying each other's company. But then a couple labels started calling, and, you know, we were just like, well, we have our own studio, and, you know, we have a great friend in Paul Finnick, you know, who produced it, and we were like, we could make a record. So that was pretty much it. We just started writing songs, and then, you know, like, recorded them, and, you know, luckily are putting them out.
Full Metal Jackie, Jim Rhoda of Fireball Ministry with us. The new Fireball Ministry album, Remember the Story, is out now. Here's a tune from it. This is The Answer. Full Metal Jackie, Jim Rhoda from Fireball Ministry with us on the show. We're here to talk about the new album, Remember the Story. It's out now, and you've been making music, Jim, for a long time. What evolves or changes most about your creative process from album to album?
I think that, like, people that listen to music these days are able to be exposed to so much, you know, so many different things, and at pretty much on demand whenever they want. Unlike when, you know, I was growing up, or the rest of us in our band were growing up, like, you really had to hunt things down. So much. I really think at this point, like, for a band like us, it's a 20-year-old band. It's like, we just have to stick to what we know that we do, so that, you know, we're not, you know, competing in a space that we don't belong, if that makes any sense. Like, I think as long as we make the best Fireball Ministry record we can, like, that's really what our inspiration is to just be the best version of our band that we are.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Jim Rhoda of Fireball Ministry is with us. Coming up next, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta. Also going to be getting to new music from Stray from the Path. We'll have Jim pick a tune. It's all coming up, so stick around. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Jim Rhoda from Fireball Ministry on the show with us tonight. And let's talk about your working relationship with Dave Grohl. It includes everything from producing a Sound City documentary to recording Fireball Ministry music at his studio. What makes working with Dave Grohl so worthwhile for you?
Dave is a person that, you know, when he has an idea, it's usually a really big idea. And I've always admired his work ethic, because as for a guy who is, you know, established and successful as he is, he never stops working, and he never stops trying to do something else. And he's also not afraid, you know, to really invest in his own creative endeavors, especially if they mean something to him, you know, like the Sound City movie did, and, like, you know, the Sonic Highways TV series did. It's, you know, like, he's really a, you know, a proponent for, you know, making people aware of how necessary music is to our lives. So anytime he calls, you know, for us to get involved in a project, I'm always, you know, gung-ho, because music is so important to me too. And I just think that that's a really good thing for a guy of his, you know, caliber to be doing constantly. Because, you know, not everybody is out there, you know, reminding us how important music is.
Jim Rhoda of Fireball Ministry with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Fireball Ministry album, Remember the Story, is out now. Going to take a quick break. Coming up this hour, though, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Architects. We've got Megadeth up next, and more with Jim. Full Metal Jackie, Fireball Ministry frontman Jim Rhoda is our guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the new album, Remember the Story, and it's the first Fireball Ministry album with Scott Reeder on bass. What's different about your new music, specifically because of Scott?
Well, it's, you know, now our band has, you know, the greatest living bass player, in my opinion, playing bass in it. So that speaks for itself. I mean, you know, Scott's a legend, and he's an amazing human being. You know, he's just a great guy to be around. And, you know, like when we started writing songs for the record, like there was no like ego-y stuff or anything that got in the way, like where there were arguments or anything. Not that there were with our other bass players, but like with Scott, it was really easy. And we've all just seemed to always be on the same page. It was almost like he's always been in the band, to be perfectly honest. Really good things. I mean, we've always been lucky to play with amazing bass players, but man, you know, Scott sure is something else.
Full Metal Jacket, Jim Rota with us from Fireball Ministry, talking about Remember the Story. Coming up next, we'll check out a new tune from Architects, plus we'll be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Full Metal Jacket, Jim Rota, Fireball Ministry on the show with us tonight. The new album is called Remember the Story. It's out now, and fans know you for Fireball Ministry, but you also have a career working in TV and film. How is what you do with Fireball Ministry benefited you working in other media and vice versa?
Well, I think that, you know, all of this is just a creative process, as you know, with what you do too. It's like a group of people all getting together, rowing a boat in the same direction and trying to get to, you know, the finish line, which is basically, you know, whatever you're all creating together. And I think, you know, like in a band, you know, that's 3 to 5 people usually. And, you know, like just multiply that times 10 when it comes to a movie or a television show. And it's like, you know, just, it's like kind of just like being a part of a bigger ship and getting that ship in the direction that it's supposed to go. I learned everything, you know, I learned everything about life from being in a band pretty much, which could say a lot or doesn't say much.
Full Metal Jacket, Jim Rota of Fireball Ministry with us. Pick up the new album. It's called Remember the Story. I know you've got some touring coming up. And what are your plans for the rest of 2017?
You know, we're just putting together our kind of like our touring itinerary now for maybe a little bit in December, but definitely next year.
Awesome. Well, good luck with all that's to come, Jim. And I appreciate you checking in.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Full Metal Jacket, music from Metallica and Corrosion of Conformity coming up after this.